So here we go again. It is the James Whale Radio Show on air around the world. Coming to you, of course, from our website at jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Also put out by Audio Boo, talentgb.com. You can find us on Facebook. In fact, you can find us anywhere. If you want to put us out, put us out. Tell people we are here every week. In fact, actually, if it gets more successful, and when we find a way of financing, I think we might, by the way, I think what we're going to do is run a couple of competitions on the program, maybe give some stuff away like mini iPads and stuff like that. So watch this space for that. The show online, of course, talking about some of the stories that matter to you in the week. I'll tell you what I've been all over the place this week, all over the place. Went to Wales on Sunday. It rained. It's a nice day. Came back again. Went to Birmingham, where I worked for BBC WM on Tuesday. On Wednesday, so I can't even remember. And next week, all week, next week, you can hear me doing the breakfast show on BBC Radio Berkshire. I'll be there between 7 and 10. And then the week after next, I'm going to be on BBC WM in Birmingham from 9 until midday. And I think then after that, I'm on BBC Essex for a few weeks. But of course, you can hear me here. You can hear me here all the time with our producers, of course, at Dead Air Podcasts. Are you awake, guys?
I'm here. Nick's not here today. Nobby's not here.
Nobby's not there?
Nobby's not turned up. Something's happened to him.
My gosh. Well, I hope he's all right. He's not got upset about being called Nobby, has he?
Well, he might have done. He's been very quiet recently.
He has been very quiet, yes. So I've got to put up with you, have I?
Yeah, you've got to put up with me, Rob.
Yeah, Rob's, because you're the more sensitive, aren't you? You're the more quiet, the more thoughtful, the more sensitive one.
The laid-back one.
The laid-back one,
yeah,
right.
But not the loud, obnoxious one.
No. Well, I can do the loud, obnoxious stuff, and you can just sit there and do whatever you want, really,
okay.
Within reason. And then if I say, shut up, what do you do? Exactly my point. Very well done. And so, your week, what's your week been like? Not that anybody's interested, but I thought it would be polite to ask.
The last couple of days have been very busy for me, I suppose. I've been with some celebrities, Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee. They came to Real to do their show, The First Farewell Tour. That was great. Good show. Check it out. Did a bit of filming for them. Yeah, been quite busy.
I wouldn't have said that.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, nothing wrong, of course, with Paul Daniels and Debbie McGee, but it sounds a bit, do you know what I mean? It's just, you know, even if you actually have, and it wasn't really a fantasy and in your mind, it's not the sort of thing you say.
Is it too name droppy?
It's a bit sort of embarrassing, to be honest with you.
Okay.
You know, it's like saying I've just been out with the Queen.
Have you?
I mean, if I had... Well, no, I haven't, actually. But if I had, I wouldn't say it.
Would you like me to fix it up for you?
No, I don't. No. Okay. No. In fact, I quite like the way this is going today, because it sounds like you're sitting in a cave. Or maybe, in my mind, you're sitting in a cage in the corner of the studio.
Okay, I can do that.
Good. All right. Now, off we go. James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show. So welcome to James Whale's radio show online, around the world, everywhere, nearly knocked the flipping microphone on the floor there. So what a day, what a week this has been, what a week this has been. I don't know which way I'm going, to be quite honest, forwards, backwards or roundabout. There was something very important I wanted to share with you and it's gone right out of my mind. Don't you hate it when that happens? Anyway, I was in London today, and today, the day we're doing the show, is the day of the teachers' strike. And let's talk a bit about the teachers' strike. I have great respect for teachers. I think teachers do probably the most important job in the world, and I think this country is probably one of the worst countries for respecting their teachers. Wouldn't you say?
I guess most parents respect their teachers. I certainly respect my daughter's teachers, but then again, she's not been going to school for that long, so maybe things will change.
I don't think anybody... you see, if you say to somebody, I'm a company executive, I'm a lawyer, I'm a state agent, They'd go, oh, right, oh, nice. And if you say, oh, I'm a teacher, they go, oh, really? Hmm. Yet without teachers, you don't have anybody else, do you?
Too many holidays, I think. They get too many holidays. That's what people
No, listen, no, about. No. Don't start doing that. Everybody says that. They have too many holidays, don't they?
I didn't say that. I'm saying that's what people think.
Well, they do think that. Are you sure you weren't saying that? You're not the sort of parent that goes and hangs around the school and berates teachers, are you?
Well, my daughter did fall over yesterday in school and break her wrist, so maybe I'm not...
She didn't.
She did.
Bless her. What's her name?
Laura.
Give Laura a little cuddle from all of us.
Will do.
Poor little Laura. But actually, serious point, okay. I don't think this strike, A, because it's snarled up the centre of London and nobody can get anywhere, is doing teachers' credibility any good at all. They might not like the way the government are acting, and then they have to make representation in other ways. But to actually take their bat home, and one teacher I heard on a radio phone-in today was saying, I'm going to have to work until I'm 67, and I don't think it's fair. It's a very stressful job. Well, you want to go and work in the middle of the motorway? You want to go and be a North Sea trawlerman? You want to be a soldier? That'll give you a bit of stress. I mean, it might be stressful in the classroom to a certain extent, but it's not. It is a job you can do, and probably would want to do because teaching is a vocation for quite some time. I think teachers going on strike. Let's bear in mind, by the way, it's only about a third of teachers who went on strike. Okay, it's only about a third of teachers who've gone on strike. So I don't think there's a huge stomach for it, but it isn't doing their image any good. If you're a teacher, I'd like to hear your thoughts on this. Of course, you can tweet me and I'll read them and we'll respond. You can tweet me at The James Whale. You can Facebook us and you can get in touch in a myriad of ways, can't you?
Yeah. Are they still picketing outside the actual schools?
I don't think they're doing that today. They're marching through central London, making an absolute noise, causing traffic chaos, and making a lot of people very angry. And I'm just trying, apart from the poll tax riots, what everybody hails as a success of demonstration, although I'm not sure what we got in the way of council tax was an improvement. But apart from that, what has actually worked as far as industrial action is concerned? Can you tell me?
I can't think of a thing. Maybe.
Oh, come on. Think of something.
Maybe I would agree on the poll tax.
Yeah, okay. All right. So anyway, I'd like to hear your thoughts on teachers. I think teachers need to be respected far more in this country. I think they need to be paid better. But also, I think when a teacher isn't up to the job and when they're not good at the job, they need to be removed, as they would in any other work. And they're also getting upset about performance related pay. Come on, we all get paid on our performance. If you're not very good, you don't get paid as much as somebody who is good, or you shouldn't, should you?
That explains why we're not getting anything.
The James Whale Radio Show.
I tell you the other thing that's really getting on my nerves, and that is, of course, we're now going to get the gas and electricity prices going up again. British Gas have had the audacity today to actually say that they're going to put it up. I think it's 10, nearly 11% for gas and 9% for electricity, something ridiculous like that. And they're putting it up next month. No chance of working it out. How are people on fixed income suddenly going to find this money as we go into winter?
Are they putting this up because the next possible government are going to be freezing it?
I don't know, but whatever they're doing, I don't think they should arbitrarily be able to do this. It isn't really something you can do without. And if somebody smugly comes on the television or on the news and says, have you switched? I bloody well have not switched. Have you looked at all those switching documents? You need to be a genius and have A level to be able to switch. We shouldn't have to do that.
No.
It is quite annoying that the government seem absolutely impotent to do anything about this. The government should be protecting us.
They should.
Are you asleep? What are you doing in the back there?
Am I getting
too serious for you?
You're getting way too serious for me. I thought this was going to be a lighthearted, fun show, and you know, you're
well, it was, but it's a serious news day today and this week. You know, I was going to talk about mental health, Plebgate, votes for prisoners, and various other things, but you're making me think that I shouldn't.
I thought you were going to talk about Vicky Price.
Vicky Price?
Yeah.
Did you hear my interview with her?
I did hear her. She really made my blood boil.
Did you not like my questions, though?
People
did
you like not like the me way that... shouldn't be in prison. I'm sorry.
Would it be very naughty for us to replay that on the programme?
Well,
would the BBC mind?
Maybe
I
we could play a clip of her saying that. That I thought, poor.
Yeah. If you go to BBC WM, you can probably hear it on the iPlayer, can't you?
Yeah, you'd have to be quick, though. But yeah, it should be still there.
Yeah. Well, I did this. I'm glad you reminded me of that. I forgot it. I interviewed Vicky Price on Wednesday morning show. And she doesn't care, does she? She's written a book called Prisonomics.
I think she said most of the work was done by somebody else.
I don't, would probably. But you know she was an economist of some note.
Mm. Well, no.
Never heard of her, had you?
Not until your interview, no. Nobody's heard of her.
Exactly. She's arrogant, isn't she?
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Yeah. She's basically got where she has by lying, you know, with her husband. And
well, yes, she's got where she has by committing perjury, I suppose. And, of course, doing a very naughty thing, taking her husband's points on her licence, because presumably he had too many.
Hmm. They were married, of course, so... When you're married, everything's shared 50-50, so maybe that applies to points as well. But then when they split up, they have to divide the points back out again, so 1.5 points each, or go down to the local police station and complain.
Yeah, well, we won't go into that, because, of course, as you know, you're not allowed to do that.
No, you're not allowed to do it, but because people do it, but you don't then go to the police station and then plead with them to prosecute the husband.
Well, if you do, you deserve to get put into prison. And not only did she get put into prison, but he got put into prison too. And he's at least he's trying to keep a slightly lower profile, not writing a book on it yet. Mm. Who's going to listen? Hands up, all those of you who are going to go out and buy Prisonomics by Vicky Price. No, I didn't think so.
Nope, no one.
So you see? No, nobody at all. Nobody behind you?
No, no one behind me. Mind you, I am in a cage.
Yeah, and I think that's a pretty good place for you. In fact, I could come up to the cage, you know, and I could do this, rattle your bars.
No,
yeah, look.
No.
Yeah, hang on.
Thank you.
Okay. Oh, I've started the dogs off now. Shush.
Don't set the dogs on me.
No. So anyway, I'm going to have to go and talk to them. Hold on. You can stay with me. I can move this studio around. It's quite clever, isn't it?
Do you want me to hum a tune or something?
No. I'm just going to and talk to... That's Frisbee making a noise. Maybe he's quite well known on Twitter. Ooh, dear. Dear, oh, dear. What are you doing? What are you doing? Eh? Did you want me to turn the television channel over for you? Is that what you wanted? Okay, all right. Okay, can you still hear me?
I can still hear you.
Okay, I'm going to sit in here now. It's a new studio I've got. Did you want to say hello? What have you been doing? Yeah. What? Ouch! That's not nice, is it? You get dogs a bad reputation. Eh? What? Eh? Oh. What? Say hello. Say hello. Eh? Woof. Woof. Woof.
Is that you, James, enough. Or the dog?
No, that was a dog.
Okay.
So anyway, where was I? What was I talking about? I've forgotten completely.
Vicky Price.
Vicky Price, yeah. So with the interview with her, did it make you want to go and buy her book or not?
No, it didn't want me to go away, but I wanted to go and shout at her.
Did you really?
Yeah, I thought
I was particularly clever by being very pleasant to her.
She wouldn't answer your question, though.
Well, I asked it about four different ways. Did you notice?
Yeah, she didn't answer it.
Yeah. And I think I also said, do you think it was worth it? And she said, what? Do you think it was worth splitting on your husband and going to prison? I also think I put the point to her, actually, being in prison and doing what you did is the only reason anybody wants to talk to you.
Yeah. It's a bit like I'm a celebrity, get me out of here, if you think about it.
Yeah.
You go in,
yeah.
You suffer a little bit, and then you come out and you're famous. Not in her case, though. I think she'll be yesterday's news very quickly.
Yeah, maybe I should go into the jungle. No, I won't.
Don't do that. I don't think Skype works in the jungle.
Yeah, that's a good point. So that was quite an amusing subject, talking about Vicky Price, but I don't think she'd be happy about that, would she?
Mm,
No, I don't think so.
I just want to know why she thinks it's people like her. I mean, there's a lot more educated and, you know, criminals in prison.
Yeah, but I think that probably the answer, and basically is when I asked her if she thought prison had done any good or something like that. I can't remember now. And she said, well, people like me don't normally go to prison. That was a bit arrogant, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure there's very, very clever bank robbers out there or businessmen that have, you know, whatever, you know. People like
I think
me.
You're right.
People
I
like
think
me.
You're right.
That's terrible.
I've just been watching a commercial for Lush.
Oh, we're doing commercials again this week?
Well, I thought I wouldn't mind, actually. Lush, I think, is quite nice.
Can you mention Marmite again? I'm trying to get you some Marmite.
Marmite, yeah. Good, good. Yeah, Marmite's good. Lush, that soap. You know, every time you walk past, you walk down the street, and if there's a Lush shop, you can smell it from miles away.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit like coffee. You've no idea what I'm talking about, have you?
No. Is it kind of like the Debenhams effect when you walk in and you nearly fall over on the floor?
Yeah, that's exactly the sort of stuff.
No. Isn't Lush for older generations? That people don't...
Shut up. Shut up. There's no such thing as older generation.
Okay.
In my mind. We are all of indeterminable age.
I'm rapidly catching up with you. Don't worry about it.
You are, yeah, yeah. Now, another story we talked about today is apparently girls, women, never allow their new man to see them without makeup on for at least 4 weeks and 1 day. Have you ever heard anything so ridiculous?
That is silly, but why the 1 day?
I don't know. That's an average, isn't it, I suppose?
I suppose, yeah.
Yeah, so I have no idea why it's 4 weeks and 1 day. It seems really strange.
My wife doesn't wear makeup. She never has.
Yeah, I wear it all the time. I see no reason why a man shouldn't wear makeup. I decided that when I saw Tony Blair and David Cameron. No, they don't go out without makeup.
I'm sure they don't.
In fact, no politician that is going to speak to the media will go out during the day if they've got a lot of media events to do without first getting makeup on.
So we're paying for makeup artists now?
Yeah, oh yeah. I would have thought most of the cabinet have their own makeup artists. Yeah,
disgraceful.
Oh dear, oh dear.
Well, when I become famous, I want a makeup artist.
Well, you could do it yourself. Try it yourself. Get some makeup first of all and see how you do.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
I think we should talk a bit about Plebgate and whether or not we're losing trust in the police force. I was going to be invited to go to a Scotland Yard and present some of the policemen who've done some very brave acts with their commendations. I got an email today saying we won't be needing your services this year.
Is that because you've mentioned the Plebgate?
I don't know. I'm sure it's not, but I have been talking about, you know, the vast majority of police do a great job. We have an excellent police force in this country. But there are some who get carried away with themselves, who think that they're perhaps slightly more important than they are.
They're all human.
And when I asked this question on the radio the other day, we were inundated with people who had stories.
I could give you a few, but I won't.
Well, you see, exactly. I'll bet you can.
I'm sure everyone listening's got a story to tell about a police officer, but on the whole, I think the police are great.
Yeah, well, you know, most of us only come in contact with the police when we've either driven a bit too fast or parked in the wrong place. And I think, actually, although nobody should drive too fast or park in the wrong place, maybe some policemen who have a lot of interface time with the public, is that how you say it?
Yeah, that would work, but that's a bit posh for this show, isn't it?
Yeah. Should actually go on courses in communication skills.
I should go on a course.
Yeah, I was thinking that. If the program does okay, we'll think about it.
Okay. Can't cost that much, surely.
Well, you never know. Just a mention, by the way, don't forget talentgb.com, Audio Boo, the James Whale Radio .co.uk, all the places you can hear us. Tell your friends about it. Of course, you know where you can hear us because you're listening to us, but go and tell your friends. Let us know what you think of the program on Twitter at The James Whale as well. I was going to say something else of great importance.
I'm sure you've got a lot of things to say that is great.
I have important. Got a lot of things to say, but I don't want to squeeze them all into the one show, really, do I?
Well, yeah, we need to pad it out a bit.
Do we? I think
we're wearing thin on important things. Well, you know, eventually.
Oh, I remember what I was going to say. No, I remember what I was going to say. Of course, we're searching for new talent, of course, now, new musical talent, and we're not doing this out of any altruistic, is that the right word? Altruistic. We're doing this because we want to make money out of somebody, sign them up and get them a record deal and make millions. So if you've got a CD, you want to send it to us, where do they send it to?
They send it to my house.
Oh, right, okay.
So I've lost a lot of my CDs over the year. I could do with building up my collection.
Oh, that's a good idea. Where can they find the address?
I'll put it on the website. But alternatively,
email the show, right?
Yeah.
Email us.
And I'll give you the address.
Yeah, go to the website, email the show. That's a good idea. That's a very good idea. What are we going to do about this flipping rise in fuel costs? It's annoying me. I know I mentioned it before, but it is really beginning to annoy me. I think we ought to get the head of British Gas on the program to have a chat. In fact, why doesn't everybody get on Twitter and I bet everybody's doing this, tweet them and ask them what they think they're doing.
Couldn't we start more bonfires and things?
No.
Ruin the environment. Be very careful. And, you know, maybe the government will say, we'll have to do something about this. Oh, I know what. We'll put the heating bills down.
Serious point. There's a shop not far from me that's just opened, specialising in selling wood-burning stoves. And I popped in there the other day. I was having a chat with the guy, and he said, it's one of the biggest growth businesses in the country.
They're very efficient, wood-burning fires.
You're not supposed to burn stuff, are you, anymore? You're supposed not to do that.
Well, let's start burning stuff. Let's get the government to step in and bring the prices down.
Yeah, no, only burn what you're supposed to put in stoves, you know, like wood and coal, please, otherwise, and be very careful. Very careful.
I suppose you could die of plastic fumes and things like that, couldn't you?
Well, you've got to be careful about the fumes. You've got to make sure it's all put in properly.
Mm.
I might have to rethink my plan. I think you should, actually. I think you should. Now, another interesting story we talked about, we put it out on Facebook as well, some people suggesting that the age of consent for driving should go up. And I think that's quite a good idea.
Do you?
And I don't know why anybody would complain, because who at the age of 17, 18, 19 can afford to buy a car and run it?
We need a state-run car system, a car that's been, you know, that only young drivers can buy. Like a Robin Reliant.
Well, yes, Delboy. Well, we need something, that's for sure. We actually do need something, because the insurance now, for us, experienced road users, is horrendous. In fact, I don't think it's ever gone down. It's gone up so much that it's as much now for us as it was when we started out.
Yeah, it has.
And I think something has to be done about it. I kids get into cars and have an accident. And it's because you can learn to drive a car. It's quite simple. But actually having the nous to be aware of what's going on the road is not as easy. So maybe what we need is, as you say, a certain sort of car that you can only buy. And maybe it doesn't have to be age. Maybe it has to be, you know, when you've passed your test for the first 3 years, you can, like a motorbike, you can only drive up to a certain size of car.
Yeah, you can lease one, and it comes with insurance. It's a government-run thing. You lease a car, it comes with insurance, it's taxed, blah, 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 and it doesn't go that fast because it's limited.
Mm.
And it doesn't work after a certain time at night.
Yeah. I think it's a good idea to stop kids going out with all their mates as well.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing worse with being in a car, loads of you chatting away and the driver not paying attention to what they're doing. So I think that's a brilliant idea, good idea.
What about the older drivers, though? Do you think there should be a limit on that?
I think after a certain age, I don't know what it is. I know some very astute people in their 70s and 80s. But I actually think most people should be checked maybe once every 5 or 10 years on their driving ability.
Yeah, just jump in the car, drive around the town or city and jump out. Yeah. And, you know, if you're the same as everyone else, that's fine. You know, nothing major, you know, no 3-point turns or anything.
What? I think you should. I was a bit naughty last year at some point and I went a bit fast. And I was offered, have you been on one of these speed awareness courses?
No, I haven't. I know people who have.
Mm. Well, I went on one of these speed awareness courses, fascinating, I won't tell you. But the interesting thing is, you could have a little course like that, which would assess your driving ability.
Yep.
So I'm quite in favour of that.
I was on the dual carriageway, and an older person was coming at me.
The wrong way,
the other day.
Yeah. But that's, and it could have been a middle-aged or a younger person as
it
well.
Could have been.
Who just had a, you know, so I think we need, I do think there needs to be something done about it. Piloting an aeroplane, driving a train, driving up, they're all really complicated and fairly difficult things too. But we take for granted jumping into the car and driving. And you can see, listen, same for cyclists. I mean, we moaned about cyclists and motorcyclists.
I felt a bit guilty last week.
Well, don't.
About people, the cyclists.
Why?
Well, I was thinking about it afterwards. We gave the cyclist a bit of a grilling. And when you think about it, it's only because it's the cyclist that you remember. I would imagine most cyclists aren't that bad. It's just the one or two.
Well, we didn't. We only said one. We didn't say every cyclist.
Oh, did we?
No, we didn't. And we didn't say, what we're saying is not every road user, but there are people who become a bit blasé. You jump in your car, you jump on your bike, you do it every day, and you forget. You forget to take everything in. Listen, I'm going to have to go and take the dogs for a walk. They're getting restless.
Okay. And I'm just going to stay in here.
Yeah. And I think what we should do to finish the show is play a bit of music.
Okay.
We've got a very nice bit of music there. It's on the desk in front of you.
Uh-huh. Jet Robinson.
Very nice indeed. Yes. It's a bit rocky. Jet Robinson. Could be a hit. Not Europop like last week.
No, something different. Something different every week,
yeah.
I think we should have.
Yeah, I think we should. And I'm looking for a really good reggae band, by the way. I'm serious. There hasn't been a really good reggae band for a long time. So if you know of a reggae band or if you're in a reggae band, go to the website, get in touch with us and let us hear your music. That's about it. So it's goodbye from him.
Is it?
Go on, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from me, James Whale, the James Whale Radio Show, back, of course, online every week with a new edition. And if you've liked this, or if you've hated it, actually, one way or the other, there are others you can download and listen to at your leisure. Or during the week, you can hear me on The Breakfast Show at BBC Radio Berkshire this week from 7 o'clock. Now, introduce the record like a proper DJ. Off you go.
If I knew what the record was. I gave it to you earlier and it's downstairs.
Hang on. Look, do it properly. Why don't I walk in to the inner workings of the studio?
Oh, crikey. It's coming again.
Where I left it, okay? And then put it on. Right. Okay. Now, are you ready for this?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Okay. Do you forgive me?
I forgive you.
Oh dear. Here it is, Jet Robinson on the James Whale Radio Show today. And forgive me. Have a good week.
But now Well, that's the end of the show. James has just gone off to walk his dogs. If you'd like to have your music played on the show, just get in touch. See you next week.
James Whale, the voice of reason on the James Whale Radio Show.
You're listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/JamesWhaleRadioShow or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.